Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Dida Daf Yud Chet Chai, and we're going to start quickly at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Bet. So we had yesterday. We saw in the Mishnah that the Mishnah said that the dam ha'aliyah tahor, dam prosdor, right, and if it's in the prosdor it's something tumah. We said cheskot of tumah. We saw the Haladira of Rashmuel. Different. There's really different shittos yesterday. We had basically four shittot of how to understand the idea here of these chadarim. We had Rami Bar Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak. Those are the Talmidim at Rav Huna, that they said that if it's milifnim, right? In other words, you got the cheder, the prostor, the uterus, the womb, and you've got the vaginal passage, and that's sitting at the back, like internally. And then you've got this aliyah on the top, which is more facing the front of the body, and there's like an extrusion, and then it comes under the prostate as well. So it's like this: if the blood is found lifnim from the, in other words, towards the back of the body, so then it is safek tameh. If it's in the front of the body, then it is safek tahor. That was their shitta. They had safek tameh, safek tahor. Then we had Rav Huna. Rav Huna, basically in his son, this whole discussion, Rav Huna said no. Rav Huna said that if it is in towards the back of the body, morning Ara, so then it is vadai tameh. And if it's in the front of the body, so then it's safek tameh. So they've got safek tahor, safek tameh. Rav Huna's got safek tameh, vadai tameh. Okay? He's got no safek tahor anyway. It's either safek tameh at the least, which you wouldn't burn the truma, or vadai tameh, which you would burn the truma. They've got safek tahor, safek tameh, which means you'd never burn the truma. You with me? Because also, at the most, it is a safek. Then we saw Abaya. Abaya had two shittot. Abaya said, depending whether we go after chashash or we go after chazoka, right? That's what he said. Chashash or chazoka. He said, if we go after chashash, so they're both sveikot, right? And if we go after chazoka, right, then we've got the same, we've got like Rav Huna who says it's vadai tameh if it's inside or vadai tahor if it's on the outside, okay? We did see a table somewhere to make sure that I've got it all right. Tamid Rav Huna, Safek Tameh, Safek. And Tau Rav Huna, Vada Tameh, Safek Tameh. Abai Lashon Rishon, Safek Tameh, Safek Tameh. Right, it's always a Safek Tameh. And Abai Lashon Shani, Vada Tameh, and Tahor. Okay. So those are the four shittas. Then the Gemara said like this. Then the Gemara said, okay, they brought a bright Rabbi Chia. We had a machloka there, Rabbi Chia and Rav Katina. And we saw that Rav Chia said that Damanim's in the prosdor. You chayiv abiyat amit, and you burn the truma. In other words, he's saying there it's a vadai tameh. And Rav Katinu said you on chayiv and you don't burn it, right? In other words, he's saying, but still you can't eat it. So he would say that it was safek tuma. Then we said like this: lach nishin damar abaya ibat chashash azem esadir Rav Katina. So we said that second lashon of abaya, if we go after the first lashon, so if we go after the chashash, helps Rav Katina, because Rav Katina says only a safek. And that first lashon of Abaya said, if you go after the safek, so you've got safek tameh, not vada tameh. And Pligi Rav Chia, we said the second lashon of Abaya, that's if you go after the chazoka, so then we said, if you go after the chazoka, so then it's either safek, either vada tameh or tahor, that is Mesad Rav Chia, and we said there, and Rashi said at the very end there, it's a Mesad Rav Chia, umitukma b'min halu ulifnim. We discussed that the blood was found on the inside. Inside is the more chamur side, right? And that is a case over there of where we would have a vadai tameh, right? Or to be tahor completely. In 1 second, I'm understand that one. Im upligir Rav Chia lahachlish rabat ibata chazoka. The Messiah Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia said that you burn the stuff. Correct, right? Be vadai tameh. Okay. So now, that's what we got up to yesterday. It was important to do that summary quickly to where we're at. Now the Gemara carried on and says, Upliga, so that second Lashon, Lach Lishna Damat Ibatar Chazaka, Mesal Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia is Machmir, and he says it's a Vadai Tameh, and you would burn the Truma. Upliga Derav Katina. Right, Wadrav Katina, look at Rashi. Ahach Lishna Abaya, this Lashon Abaya, this of, right, if you go after Chazoka, right? It's cholek Rav Katina. Rav Katina says it's only a safek tameh, right? Look at Rashi. Daha laha lishna leke tumat safek. There's no safek. What's that? Yeah, I think it's good. Right? The kivan de talitan be chazoka, because it's a chazaka. Loshna gag, loshna karka. What does it mean? Loshna gag, loshna karka. This is a new concept being introduced now. Up until now, if you imagine, this is the vaginal. What's it called? whatever, no, corridor. So we said we've got the cheder over here and the aliyah over here, right? So if it came on that side, we say that lifnim, it's closer to the cheder, we say it's from the cheder, from the womb, it's tameh. If it's over here, we say there could be a chance that it's coming down from the aliyah because it came out like this, and it would be tahor. Now we say gag or karka would depend if it's at the top of the vaginal corridor at the bottom. So we say gag or karka. Because this is above, this aliyah over here is high. The cheder is low. If the blood is low, if it's high, there's a good chance it never came out of the cheder because how did it get up? Right? So if it's high, if it's above, it's a good chance it came from the aliyah, we'd make it tahor. If it's low, we could say even if it came from the aliyah, maybe not, but there's also a chance it came from out of the cheder. Okay, so it depends now the heart levels. That's what Rashi says here. We came under Talei Tam v'chazok, but what does he say? There's a chazok, like the Mishnah said, chazaka min ha-makor. So he says, then it makes no difference any longer. Loshna gag, loshna karka. Then it would just min alu v'lifnim tamei vaday. If it's inside, it's definitely vaday. Min alu mibachut, tahor vaday, vaday tahor. We don't care where it is, depending on the place. Okay? So that is a pligad Rav Katina. Now the Gemara stuck this. And Lefos Rav Huni is concerned. Right, so that is our bias, two shittas with regards to Rav Chia and Rav Katina. But Rav Huna, who says what? Rav Huna says that we've either got Vadai Tamei or Safek Tamei. Correct? Rav Huna? It says Lo Pligi. Rav Huna Lo Pligi. Why Lo Pligi to Rav Huna? Look at Rashi. Amar Leil Rabbei. Lebarei. Mina Alu Ulifnim Vadai. If it's on the Lu inside, definitely. Mina Alu Mechut Safek. Lo Pligi. Right? There's no, Rav Huna has not got a machloket, neither with Rav Chia or with Rav Ketina. Okay? Pligi Lord Rav Chia, Lord Rav Ketina, Alei Vahadre, Nami Lo Pligi. And they don't argue with him either. So in other words, with Abaya Shittas, we're going to introduce that machloket with Rav Ketina. But as far as Rav Huna is concerned, there's no argument amongst them, why not? He says, Lo Pligi, Kamina Lo Vilifnim, if it's been alubi bifnim, so then it is vadai tamei, right? If it's going into the body, kamilu b'chutz. If it's from alubi b'chutz, so then it's only a safek tamei. Look at Rashi. Kan min alubi bifnim, Rabbi Chia. Right, Rabbi Chia will say burn it. So that's what Rav Huna is speaking about. When it's from alubi bifnim, it's a vadai tamei, and therefore Rav Huna. He said basically that Rav Chia and Rav Katina, as far as Rav Huna, because we're talking about two different cases. You can say that Rav Chia is talking about the case of Rav Huna when it's Vadai Tameh, and the case of Minalub Bachutz is when it is Safek Tameh, and that's Rav Ketina, where he says it's Asur, but you have to burn it. Got it? That we can explain nicely. With regards to our bias, we've got a clear-cut machloke between Rav Ketina and Rav Chia. But with regards to Rav Huna, we have to make it a machloke. We can say that there are two different cases. Rav Chia talking about the case that's Vadai Tameh, and Rav Ketina talking about the case that is Safek Tameh, and therefore it all works very nicely. Ella, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Parei, Rabbi Yehuda. But now we've got a problem. So we've established, as far as Rav Huna is concerned, and Katina and Rav Chia, Rav Abaya and Rav Tina Rav Chia. But now we've got the Talmidim of Rav Huna. What did they say? Right, the Talmidim of Rav Huna said, either Safek Tameh or Safek Tahor. Remember? Am I right? They said the Talmidim of Rav Huna said Safek, yeah, Safek Tameh or Tahor. They said if it's Bifnim, it's Safek Tameh. If it's Bachutz, it's Tahor. Correct. So now, El Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Ul Rabbi Yitzchak Pareid Rav Yehuda, De Amrei Min Alu Bilachutz, yeah, the Gemara says it. De Amrei Min Alu Bilachutz, Safek Tahor. Min Alu Bifnim, Safek Tameh. Hanei B'mai Mitukma. Right, so what is their machlok about? What are they, where was the blood found? What are they speaking about? Right, this Mishnah, look at Rashi, yeah? Elo Rami Rami Shmuel Rabbi Chizkiah the Amrei Min Alu V'Lachut Safek Tahor Al Korchach Hani Madit Rabbi Chia V'Rabbi Katina B'Bai Mitukma. What is Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Katina arguing about in their Mishnah? What is their case to try and make sense out of this? That on the one you either say Safek Tameh or Safek Tahor. So he says B'Min Halu V'Lifnim, talking about from the Lul Mibifnim, going inwards, the more Machmir Tak. Now why would they say Safek Tameh Safek Tahor? Look at Rashi. See what they say? When it's on the outside, from the lul going out, right? In other words, not towards the rechem, right? Away from the rechem, Is it in a safek? Why not? The hot tower kareli. It says tahor. Udrav ketina kaime kevatayu. And he says Rav Ketina also says like the El Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia, remember, Rav Ketina says that we don't burn the stuff. So he would, I wouldn't say exactly say tahor, but even Rav Ketina would say that the most it would be a safek. And so you don't burn it, right? So he's also saying it's the most would be a safek. El Rabbi Chia, who says tume vadai, Rabbi Chia, who says the tume vadai. So how do we deal? It says lema pliga alayu. You could say that he argues with them that it did do, as far as they concerned, leka tumat vadait. Right? There's only at the most would be a safek and not a vadai. So if we say there that they are talking about a case of mibifnim, and therefore mibifnim the most could be the safek vadai. And on the outside would be tahor, and even Rabbi Ketina, who would say that it's a safek, we must be a safek tahor, not a vada tahor. And now Gemara says umeshanin, right? So we establish the moment we are the opinion that Rabbi Chia is cholek on them. Look at Rashi adds in the words umeshanin lo pligin. The Gemara says like this: Hani b'mayim b'tikmim lo b'dim. Gemara says leim pligin Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia says lo. Gemara says no lo kashia. It's not a pligat Rabbi Chia, right? Why? Because now we introduce what Rashi spoke about. Kan b'shinimtza b'karka prosdor, v'kan shenimtza b'gag prosdor. To make a difference where the blood was found. Look at Rashi, yeah? Had Rabbi Chia d'amar vada. Rabbi Chia says vadai, what's he speaking about? B'min halu v'lifnim. So the lubi v'lifnim, b'karka prosdor. So we got two things that are persuading us here. It's on the lu inwards, towards the rechem, on that side of the vaginal corridor, not on the aliyah side. So it's really number one, tells us it's probably from the rechem. And two, right, it is bekarka prosdor, right, the high news says on the bottom that this is the way that it came out of the cheder, uderami v'rav yitzchak, amai safek tameh, and Rami v'yitzchak said it's only a safek tameh, he says vadai tameh, it's what's on the floor, and Rami v'rav yitzchak says safek tameh, he says begaga prosdor, the top of the prosdor. How could it get to the top if it came out of the rechem? If it came out of the rechem, it should already be at the bottom. The fact that it's the top means to imply it came from the aliyah, which was above. Okay? Makes a lot of sense. If you think about it, it's very, very technical, but very sense, right? Shekarov la'aliyah. Ula olam, he says, Rashi, batar chazaka azle. We always go after the chazoka. Umodu bekarka prosdur b'baditinu grabi chia. And our Mishnah is speaking about karka, not gag. Because gag is more difficult. If it's the top of the prosdur, where did it, how did it get from the cheder and go up? Maybe we should have headstand. Okay, but that's we never present that opportunity. Jumping. Or jumping. Aval begago beminalu lifnim, it's at the roof. And that side, al korkach yatzaze mi minhag hilucho. See that? From yatzaze minhag hilucho. It went out of this normal path. Right? The haba minacheder hayalo limatze bekarker prosdor. Because if it came from the cheder, it should be at the bottom. The effect on the gag now means it's not normal that it went that way. Shacheder namuch v'shaved apostol is slow, it's lowered down. V'imin aliyah by came from the top. Havle limatzah min alul b'chut. It should have been found on that side over there. Shacheder namuch v'shaved apostol. V'imin aliyah by havle limitzah. V'hilchach ikka the milta betray sveik. We got two sveikot over here now. Deal with aliyah atar apostol. Make from the aliyah. V'izdakra. Here we are. Izdakra. She leaned over. Right. Oh, mincheder atar apostol. It came from the cheder. Right, validation is the kra Allah dami the matlamara. So maybe about to jumped up as well. Kevin Rabbi Yitzchak, lawyer of time in the Miltas, he gave explanations. He can look with machinery because they made a bit of change. About Abaye, Lisha the Batra Chashash, Abaye gave an answer. Said that we gave it to Chashash, Lekishach, we can't answer the Pigra Vichiale. The Kevin Abaye, Talitha Bechashasha, the Kolech and Nikel Lebechash, Lahai Ulahai, Masha Savix of Savix. I feel the Karka Prosper, we can speak of Bechedir, Ubalia, Hilchach, Jabichia, Palig Ale. Basically, he says that as far as Jabichia is concerned, there's a machloka with Avuda, but bottom line is we can explain it either that there were two Sveikot. We understand, we've got a bit of an idea now of how it should work. The aliyah is above, the cheder is low, the prosdor is here. Depending where the blood would be, if it's on that side and low, we can say it came from the cheder. If it's on that side and high, we can assume that it came from the aliyah. And we can explain now the machlokes between each one of them. One would say that either it went normal course or changed normal course. How many sveikot we got? That's where we get this whole mishmash over here of all the different shittot. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says a new halacha. By the way, we're finished now with the sugya, and now we're entering into the whole thing. We do a lot of chazal stuff we've already learned before. So we will flow nicely now for the next 35 minutes. Okay. No pun intended. So now we're discussing here Chazokas and Rov. Rabbi Yochanan to the three places where Chachamim went after the Rov, Va'asa'um kevadai. And that even though it was after a Rov, they treated it as a Vadai. Look at Rashi. Mishum dazina batrov. It's a Vadai because we went after the Rov. Right? And what are the three? Makor. The Makor, the blood of the Makor. Shilia. Remember this? Everybody remember this? We looked for what? Ein Shilia lelo. Come on. No. No, almost close.
Ve.
Blood.
Okay,
you were close. You were very close. Very close, right? And chaticha, right? And chaticha, a piece. Like if she gave birth to a piece of a hand or something, most like makor had amran. Makor we just saw now over here. Our Gemara said chazoka that it came from the rechem. Look at Rashi b'manitin shecheskato lo ba'im na makor. Because the makor could tani Rabbi Chia. Al mekaven derov damim hatam shecheses. As much as the blood is there. That is the first example of Rabbi Yochanan. The second one, Shilia. Right? Shilia is that after birth, right? What's it called in English, Shilia? Forgotten?
Placenta.
Placenta, thank you. Ditnan, Shilia bebeit habayit tame. If you find a Shilia in the beit habayit, right? Look at Rashi, tame, af im ein vlad. Even hasn't got a vlad inside it. Why? Nire habayit tame, mishum ohel habayit. Right, because the whole house is telling you you got a dead body there. Vlad. Not because the shilia itself is a vlad. Ela she ain shilia velo vlad. Gemara in Bechorot, we all learned it not long ago, right? Look at Rashi, she ain shilia velo vlad. Vesorfenet a truma. And you burn the truma, you have the shilia lying in the house. We assume it's got a vlad in it, and therefore there's all the trumas inside there become tame vadai, and you burn it. Al mekaven drov shliot edan below vlad. Says both shliot don't have vlad, mechaskin la betumat vadait. Not a safek, we don't say it's safek, maybe there wasn't a vlad inside it. No. Ain shliot alo vlad, even this one hasn't got a vlad, doesn't matter. We make a rov vadai. Rabbi Erat, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nimok Lashor, Rabbi Shimon Cholek on that. And says no, nimo klal shelo yatsa. Just got the blood, the shilia there, got squashed up into the blood, and it's battling the blood. He's cholek on that. Doesn't get around. That's Yochanan's going on Tanakama. Third case, chaticha. Rab, what's a chaticha? Ditnan. We got a Mishnah, right? This is a brighter actually. The Mishnah Shas changes this to brighter, right? And this is a brighter. This brighter. We learned this brighter in Chulin. Okay, it's Gemara in later on. We'll see in Pesachim as well. Ketubot, we learned it in Chulin. Chulin daf Sadikai. Hamapelet yad chatucha. If a woman gives birth, she miscarries, right? She has a thing of like a hand. Look at Rashi. Mechutechet betzurata bechituch etzbot. You can see that it looks like a hand. It's got fingers there, etc. Even if fingers are missing, it doesn't matter. We can notice that it's a hand. Beregel chatucha, if it's a regel chatucha. Right? Imot me'a leida. So the mother is a t'me'a leida. Look at Rashi. V'chashav chomer zachar l'maytoa v'chomer nekeval idin tuma. She goes on all the chumras. So he's got a chumra of the husband. It was a male for l'maytohar, and chomer nekeval idin tuma. Right? Why is it a chumra for l'maytohar? Remember, l'maytohar, she goes 14 days. She's tameya, and then only 33 days is she dam tohar. Right? So she's got a mixture. We don't need the chulin, but we got chumra in both directions. Right, because it could be a boy, it could be a girl, we're not sure, so we machmir on both. Right, we don't think that it's a guf atum. Right, what a guf atum means, he says, not a proper child. Right, look at Rashi, look at Rashi, yeah. Lomar lo yu lo yemei toar shem eno vlad. We don't say there's no toar. Maybe it wasn't a blood. Maybe it's the deal with miguf atum uba. But kaimelam bemapolit eno vlad. V'hainu kevadai mid yahavinan le yemei toar hoil verov nashim lav guf atum yaldan. Basically, we're saying it was a proper child. It was a proper birth. It's not just stam like a release of some object. But it's a child because you might say there's no yemei toar at all. Rabbi said, no, there is Yemei Tohar, just be Machmir on the Yemei Tohar. Because most women don't just give, how do they translate there? Miguf Atum, by the way?
sealed. So people were sealed.
So undeveloped.
Undeveloped. Right, that's what it means. Undeveloped, yeah, that's what it means. But there wasn't a child yet. Okay. The two, the gross, okay, so Rabbi Yochanan said there are three of them. The gross said, well, two leika, and there are only three. There aren't any other more examples. The chachamim were made a rov vadai. Vayike teisha chanuyot. We all learned this, right? The Tanya, right? We got a Gemara here in Chulin. We read this one in Chulin. The famous case. Teisha chanuyot kulan mochot basa shchuta. The nine kosher butchers in town. Vachad mochot basa vayda. And one treif butcher in town. V'lakach. Remember the difference that we had? The difference was where you took it from the shop or you found it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
The one is nimtza and the one is lakach. Remember we said that lakach, if it's... Kavua. Remember there's kviyut. When it's kavua, what do we say kavua the din is? Kavua kemechza al mechza dami. Remember that? We hammered ourselves on that one in Chulin, right? Kavua kemechza al mechza dami. And if it's nimtza, then we go after rov. Right? Kavua. You took it from a shop. You're not sure which shop you took it from. That doesn't mean you can go after 10 shops. That was kavua. It had a place. You took it from somewhere, you're not sure. The klal is mechza al mechza dami. That's an important klal in halacha the whole way through, right? Especially in kashrut on that issue. Where if you find the floor lying around, you go after the rov. Okay?
That's
halacha. That's halacha. Teisha chanuyot kulam mochot basar chuta v'achad mocher basar nevela lakach me'achat mehen v'ainu deyam ezim lakachat tzveiko asur lakach me'achat mehen. If you took him one of the shops, Rashi says, yeah, I think Rashi says it. The kol kavua, here Rashi says it. The kol kavua kemechza mechza dami mechza mechza tak 50-50 v'kevan shelakach makum akfiz. You took him from a definite place mechazkin alei kemechza mechza. The 50-50 is not a rov. However, v'nimtza, you father lying on the floor, but Karakura should have a more freshman and separated from them. You never know where it was meant to be, from its shop, from its shelf, from its book tree. Halach achar harov. Right? And that's achar harov. And what do you look at achar harov? Umutar. It's vadai achar harov. You can go home and eat that meat. Now it's sveikot. Right? The whole, the parish. New common guys, remember this? We killed ourselves in Nichulans. Called the parish, rumor parish. Remember that? So whatever separates, you say it's separate from the rov. That's the clue. If something fell apart, fell up on the road, we assume that it fell out of the kosher shop. Okay. So now, so the Gemara said, that's another case. Why are we going to say only three cases? Right? So the Gemara said, no. Don't get confused. Tuma, Kamrinan, Isu, Lok. We never said that there are only three halachas in the world we go after Rav, but three cases of Tuma. The our case of Makor, of Shilia, and of Chatuch, those are issues of Tuma and Tara. There we're talking about not after. It just shows there was a new haike teshut svar deim v'sheir tzeichah benhem. We got another case over here, right? This is a we didn't see this. This is what we haven't learned, by the way. This never came up in Chulin. This is also a very famous case. This is also a tamamash tumentara case, right? If frogs are not a sheretz for aloha. They're not one of the sheva teshut shrat. And then eight shratzim, right? The eight shratzim that are asur min haTorah. The achbar and the chulad. Remember the chulad. We've been through this before, right? It's a frog is not one of them. So a frog doesn't metam, not a avatuma. So you've got nine svardayim and one sheretz in front, in the middle of them. Now you're not sure you touched one of them. Let's say they're dead. You're not sure which one you touched. Nine of them are shrat of svardayim, okay? And one's a sheretz. So acharei rov, you should be tahor, correct? Look at the Mishnah. So you touch svardayim and sheretz echad. V'naga be'echad mehem. V'enu yodei be'ezeh minag. You know what we touched him. Now, b'shut ha'yachid. What do we say? Sveko tamei. Why? Safek tumim shut ha'yachid. Tamei. Right? So in a private place, we say, we machmir. We say, safek b'shut ha'rabim, sveko tahor. Right? Now look at Rashi over here. Halach ha'rob v'mutar. B'shut ha'yachid, ha've le safek. Af agav derove tzvar de'im v'enem tumah. Since most of them are Tzvardim, haven't got Tumah, Kevan de Sheretz Kavua Beinahem. You see that? It's also a case of Kavua and Nimtza. You've got nine and a Sheretz is with them. The Sheretz is there, Kavua, right? Havalei Mechza al Mechza. So it's half 50-50. We don't treat it as the majority of Shratzim. Even though it's only one Sheretz, majority of Tzvardim. However, but Nimtza, if it was just right, Shepira Shechad Mehem Lemakom Achim. One of them, there was a box of 10 dead frogs and one Sheretz. Nine frogs and a Sheretz. If they were all together, you touched one of them, you're not sure you want to touch, we say Mechza, Mechza. If one of them had fallen out of the box, and you touched that one, and you're not sure if it was a frog or a Sheretz, there you can say Nimtza, we can say Kola Miruba Parish, therefore it's obviously a frog, right? So that's if it's in a Nimtza Halacharov. Tumid, right? Nimtza. Halach achar harov, the same idea. So that's another case. Right? So why did Rabbi Yochanan include that case? Why did Rabbi Yochanan include the first three cases, one of that case as well? The Gemara says no. Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about Tumah Deisha Kamrinan. Tumah Ba'al Melor Kamrinan. He's talking about specifically Tumah of woman, and that's why we spoke about the Shilia and about the Chatuch with the pregnant which gave birth and with regards to the Makor. So the Gemara says, okay, V'haika Had Amar Rabbi Yishua Ben Levi. But there's another case of a woman. Now, if you so we narrowed it down. First, we know we're speaking about Tumah. We brought you a case of Tumah. We said, don't know about Tumah, specifically Tumah about a woman. Okay, so we bring you a case of a woman. Right? V'haika Had Amar Rabbi Yishua Ben Levi. Case of Rabbi Yishua Ben Levi. Of Avra ben Nahar, a woman went in a river. She passed through a river, right? Now she's wading through the river. The Hippila, and she miscarried in the water.
Not happy stories.
You want happy stories? Go read Disney, I don't know. Right? So now she's walking through the river, and she miscarries. Look at Rashi. Va'ein yadua im vlad. Who? She doesn't know if she miscarried a vlad. She actually felt something. But was it just a very early birth and there wasn't a vlad? Or was there a vlad? Right? Now, what's the problem? Does she bring a korban yoledet? Right?
By into the river means that there's no way to find
it. Swept away. Fish ate it. Right? And it's gone. Right? So now the creature should bring a korban. Now, it gets a little bit tricky. Let's just do a little bit of chazor very quickly. Come, we just finished kochim. What bird, what, I gave it away. What korban does your yoledet bring, right? Off, right? If it's a, how do we shecht it off in the Bet HaMikdash? Melika. If it's a proper korban, so there's no problem, right? Because a korban is kosher melika. If it wasn't meant to be a korban, then it's chulin ba'azara, right? And melika, when you do melika with chulin, what happens? It's an avela. Can you eat it? No. So now the question now is, does she bring a korban? And if she brings a korban, do we say it's a vadai korban that's enough, kosher enough to eat? Okay, that's Rashi. Look at Rashi here. Right, so what does the Mishnah say? We saw this Gemara, by the way. What does it say? Ne'echal. Now she doesn't eat the korban, right? The korban eat it. Does she eat the korban? Does she eat the korban? Is that a thing? Does she eat the korban? I don't think so. Who eats the chatat? The korban eats the chatat, right? Because it's a korban. It's a kochi kochi, right? Right. So now, is any note there? Who eats the korban?
Kohanim.
Okay. V'necha chatat off shela nechelet. V'lo amrinad ala safek ba'a v'ena nechelet. Maybe we should say no, don't eat it. It's a safek. Bring the korban, okay. But don't eat it. Why? The deal melav vlad, who maybe she never actually gave birth properly. The chulin melukin hain, and it's melika of chulin, which we shechted with a nail. Or melika chulin avela. We don't say that. We say eat it. Mm-hmm. Here's another case of a woman, tahara and tuma. Exactly what we're speaking about. A woman where there was a safek, and we made the safek into vadai because of rov. Why rov? Because we say right. Look at the moral. Lachachar rov nashim. Why rov nashim vlad ba'ale yaldan. Right. So the Gemara says, what's the answer this time? Matnitin kamrinan, shmaitata lo kamrinan. You're right, it's another example, but Rabbi Yochanan only brought cases which are either matnitin. Matnitin here meaning mishtas or brightas. Look at Rashi here. Shmaitata, Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, amorahu. Rabbi Yishua is an amora. V'shlosha mekomot, Rabbi Yochanan, mishna or brighta hain. We want Tanai. Don't bring us amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan saying there are only three cases where it's tumah throughout a woman, but it's a mishnah or a bright. Okay, Gemara is very happy, right? Gemara says v'haki ata rabin. Now I'm not this. I'm not 100% sure I got this whole malach 100%. Then yeah, it's like this v'ha. But 1 second, ki ata rabin. Rabin, if it's ata rabin, means coming from Eretz Yisrael, right? Coming from Eretz Yisrael. And rabin used to travel. And he used to bring the halachas of Torah Eretz Yisrael to Babel. So ata rabin amar. Mati Rav Yossi bar Rebbe Chanina, right? Toe velo yada mati yufte. He says that Rav Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, he asked the kasha, brought a bright toe, etc. And he says it was a mistake, and I don't understand what the kasha was. My love, so he says maybe what was the kasha? Lo ti yufte el siyata. So he says maybe it wasn't a machlok, it was actually helping him, right? Or dilma lo ti yufte velo siyata. Or maybe it wasn't a help, maybe it wasn't a tiyufta, not a kasha, not a siyata. Look at Rashi over here, and it's even going to work it after Rashi. Rabbi Yossi bar Bichina, Ad Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. This halacha here, right? Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, Abra ben Arvi Pila. Right? So Rabin brought a case of Rabbi Yossi by Rabin, who says he's Toev Rodamati Yufta. He says that it's a mistake, and he's not sure. It seems to be that Rabin is not sure what the Kashi is. He says, maybe we're speaking about a case of a woman who made a mistake. Rabbi Yossi brought this Kashi on Rabbi Shimon Levi. He's not sure what the Kashi Shimon Levi is, but nonetheless, he brought a Kashi to Rabbi Shimon Levi from where? From a Braita. See that? Where he says, the Matnitin. And there the whole thing's explained. But it seems over here that it's a brighter that he brought to Rabbi Yossi Yishubin Levi. So maybe Rabbi Shubin Levi is actually quoting a brighter. I don't know. Maybe that's how I understood it. I might be off and Rabbi wrong. And that's what he says. My love, the Rabbi said like this. Look at Rashi. Tahamat nitin love to Yuf Rabbi Shua Eresiata. This what Rabbi quoted Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Chanina. It's not a brighter which is a kashi against him. It's a siyua against him. If there's a brighter that is Messiah that's helping Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is not anymore an Amora. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is now quoting or being supported by a Tana. So then it should be in Rabbi Yochanan's categories, right, in his list. Right, Alma Matnitin Amrak Rabbi Yeshua. See what she says. If there's a Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua that said like Rabbi Yeshua, Va'ashkachen Arba Makomot Petume Nashim Matnitin Shalchacharov, and therefore we've now got a fourth case where there's a Mishnah like Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, which goes after the book Kashi Rabbi Yochanan. That's now Kashi Rabbi Yochanan. The law Kachashi with a clock. Rabbi Yochanan only counted three. So we're not sure. If he says the worst, the Matnitin Yamachlok. It's a Siyua. If it's a Siyua, then we got another Tanaic source of four. So now the Gemara said like this. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan only counted three. So let me utay my. What is the one that he excluded? Look at, is that clear what I said, by the way? Right? Does it corroborate? It makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Okay. So now he says like this. Look at Rashi. Let me utay my. Right? What are we excluding here? So Rashi says like this. When Rabbi Yochanan said only three, he said three and no more. Now we see clearly from this last case there could be more. So lemeute mai, right? The mishum ruba lo nashve kavada. So which case are we excluding that we don't go after rov and make it into a vada? Okay, that's the Gemara's question. So now the Gemara starts postulating and presenting possibilities that could be excluded. And these Gemara's which we've all learned. We've learned these Gemara's. Says ile melimute ruba. Maybe we talk about a case of ruba of tumat isha. Says Rashi. The ikka chazaka bahadei, the lo safina leita truma. Right, there's a chazoka, right? In other words, lemeute rova the ikka chazoka. Whereas there's a rov and a chazoka that are going one against the other. On the one hand, there's a rov and there's a chazoka and they clash. If you go after the rov, it says do this, but there's a chazoka that says do this. I'll be honest with you, a battle to think of an example. Look at Rashi over here. The ikka chazoka bahadei, klomar kenegda. There's a chazoka against her. The marela chazok chazaka rova. The chazoka undermines the rov, or the other way around. The marela, yeah. The chazoka undermines the rov. Ukaate minyan lemiute, right? The lo azinan batrahu rova leshavi miute kavadai. Therefore, we go. Don't make it into a vadai. The lo sofinan truma alada hituma. Therefore, we'll go. We'll have the chazoka, right? We'll have the chazoka, and we'll metame. But we won't, because there's a rov that's working against all the other way around, we won't make it a vadai, we'll make it into a safek, and therefore you won't burn truma. So in a case like that, you wouldn't be able to eat the truma, but you wouldn't burn the truma. So that Rabbi Yochanan was looking for a case where we make a safek into a rov into a vadai. Here a rov won't become a vadai, just make it into a safek. Okay? Now I couldn't think of an example, but maybe an example would be like our case over here, or the our case we said is an example, but I couldn't think of an example. No, couldn't think of an example, to be honest with you. Okay. And the Gemara bring an example, so let's carry on. So that, my Gemara said like this, right? Chazok v'ad, the Lord suffered a letter, v'ha, the Gemara said, that can't be. Why, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Chalazimna. Rabbi Yochanan already told us once, right? He already gave us, the words, there wouldn't be a chidush, right? Look at Rashi over here, Chalazimna, Rabbi Yochanan Chalazimna. Bashar Tumot, in other cases of Tumot, the Hechad, the Satcha Chazoka, Laruba, they wear Chazoka, he's sorted to the Rov, does Lo Adina Bata Ruba, we don't go after the Rov, Leshavia Kevada, we don't make it into a Vadai, Umi Mele, Shmeina, and the Tumarish, we already learned it, so that can't be, the Rabbi Yochanan will be the three to come and tell us, Dafka, not that, because he already taught us that Klal, that where Rov and the Chazoka conflict, We don't make it into a vaday. And he has an example that he brings. Okay, maybe this is an example. Itan tinok kanim to betzada isa ubatzek. We got a little baby, right? We looked at the Gemara as well. We're saying kedushin and chulin. Right, we got a little kid sitting next to a big pot of isa, and the isa now is betara. Right, this the tower dough. And now the idea of a tinok, right? Because the Gemara is of the opinion. I think I'm not sure if Rashi says it. Right, because it says like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir metaher the chachamim metamin. Rabbi Meir says that Issa is tahor, and Chachamim said it's tamei. Right, and why do Chachamim say that it's tamei? Shedarko shel tinok letapeach. Look at Rashi lit letapeach b'shratzim. Where the kids touch everything. Okay, we know that really. Kids touch everything, and therefore, if they shratzim around, the chances are pretty good that the kid touched the sheretz, and therefore the kid is a tamei, and therefore the kid is a tamei, and he touched the ochel, the isa is definitely was metamei the ochel. That's what Rabbi Meir says, and that's a chazoka.
At the Mechon Yitzu,
Mikdash.
Mikdash, didn't he say that there was like a shemen zayit that they had children?
They had kids. He said, "Nah." He said that this they made shemen zayit of kids whose parents had grown them up in a place they'd never come into any tumah. They didn't take him to hospital even.
So this would be.
No, that's an exception. They had to go and find. That's not a rov. On the contrary, if you know for certain,
so assuming they could touch things.
No. What does it mean? When we have a chazoka or a rov, it's only when we've got a safek. We've got a safek. The question is, how do we paskin? So we say, we've got a safek. Therefore, we go after rov. Now that we've got a few cases where because we go after rov, make it into a vada. But there's no safek. There, the mother knows for certain that her child was brought up in such a way that there's not a chance she's been watched 24 hours at kids be watched. That's not a safek.
Not touching any shirts.
Not touching anything.
What about an
adult? You understand? That's not a safek anymore. We're discussing halacha. We're not saying that every kid is tameh. If you know for a fact your kid isn't tameh, then it's not tameh. It's when you don't know, you see a kid on the floor, then you walk into the house and see a kid and you're not sure. That a safek arises. Now in a safek, you go after a rov. No, but not these children. But these children, the mothers made sure that they were guarded from a little age. They didn't touch shratzim. They didn't go into rooms where there could be a tumat mate. That was the case he was speaking about. That's not a safek.
Another opinion here says that the baby is tamei because...
From the mother.
From mothers.
From women touching her.
Yeah.
That's a good point, right. No, but Robert, anyhow, what I'm saying is that notion of this is when there's a safek.
But it's not av hatuma like lamed. It's
a sheret, a dead sheret is av hatuma. It's betamei. Betamei, avadai.
The same as
a met. A mate is avi avot hatuma, but a sheret is av hatuma.
Yeah, so like they're guarding him from that.
Why not?
I don't know. How could you?
If this woman of the oils, vadai, no doubt in my mind. That case they spoke about on Friday was a child who was mollycoddled. Otherwise, you got a safek. If they touch a sheretz, they're no longer tamei tahor to make thing. You're saying it's only tumat mate. One second. What Ara is saying is that maybe.
Ara's wrong. It's
tumat
mate.
No. Maybe. We got. I don't know about that. One second. Maybe too much sheretz would be tamei truma. It might not be tamei ochlin. Too much sheretz. One second. Yeah. Remember we said it's English relationship. Tumat mate is metamei ochel anashim and kailim. Tumat sheretz might be metamei truma, but not ochel. Just Google quickly, because then it's okay. Because the shemin zayit isn't truma. So it doesn't have to be. So if you only a tumat mate would metamei the truma. A tumat sheretz might not be tamei regular food. For tumat mate. That's what I'm saying. So you wouldn't be. That's what I'm saying. For truma, it wouldn't help. But for oil, it might help. A tumat mate is what they're worried about for the shemen. Not stam, not regular tumah. Because you go to the mikveh and you don't need a paraduma. Tumat mate, because you need a paraduma. No, but I'm saying tumat mate, you can't get rid of a paraduma. These tumot you can't get rid of, you can go to the mikveh.
That's what I'm saying.
So they took the sick kid in the mikveh before they go to the shemen. It's tumat mate we don't want them to touch. So that doesn't make a problem. Okay, so we solved that. Shkoch. All right, we've got to move. Right, let's go. I promise we're out here by 8 o'clock. Right? So it says, Right? So what's it saying over here? Vamina, it's a metam shlokal shlinuda. Vamina and my time rabbi. So what's Rabbi Meir? How can Rabbi Meir say that it's tahor? Kesavar rov tinokot metapchin. Rabbi Meir agreed that the majority of tinokot do play around with shratim. Umiut, hail, there's a minority that don't play around with sherets. So now we've got a minority and a majority. Now, on the other hand, Issa zo becheskat tahara tahora omeret. This Issa, before the kid came along, is the Issa tahor or tame? Tahor. So the chazoka at the moment that the Issa is tahor. There's only a safek that the kid touched the sherets. Right? So there's a chazoka that the Issa is tahor. A safek the kid touched the sherets. Right? Smoch mi'uta. So add together now the chazoka of tahor to the miut of sherets. And what do you have? You have chazoka plus miut on the one side of the scale and a safek of a rov on the other side of the scale. You got it? You got a miut and a chazoka, and you got a rov on the other side of the scale, right? So you got smoch put together, miut ta lechazoka, the itrele ruba, and therefore it undoes, it works out, it weakens the rov. You got it? So we got two things at play here. On the one side, the miut, when we say there's a rov children touch, there's also a miut who don't touch. On the other hand, the issa is a chazoka. Chazoka plus miut wipes out the rov. That's what Mary says, that it is tahor. So Rabbanan, how Rabbanan deal with that? Right, so Rabbanan, miuta command delete. Dami, we ignore the miut. Rabbanan says, what are you talking about? Rov and miut. Rov is a rov. Rov is bounce. Rov is like everybody. Once we go, acharei rabim lahatot, we ignore the miut. There's no miut. So we got a rov, we got a chazoka. Right? Veruba and chazoka, ruba adif. If we go rov and chazok, we prefer the rov to chazoka. Right? So that is chachamim. So now, v'amar resh lakish mishum Rabbi Oishia, zohi chazaka shesorfin aleya eta truma. And Rabbi Resh Lakish said, that chazoka over there, of the kid, metapeach b'shratzim, is a chazoka that you burn the truma on. Now, what's our big kashi over there? We see Rabbi Yochanan only counted three. He never counted this case. Right? So now we could answer what? If we're discussing women and tahara, births, not anything else, right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein zo chazaka shesorfin et ha-truma. Right? Right? This is not a chazaka that you burn the truma. We don't go after Ella. So the Gemara says, this can't be the case. This can't be the case Rabbi Yochanan left out. Because there's no vada'itya. We don't, this isn't the quote Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shlaki says, is a tzafek, a rov, which you make into a vadai? We burn the truma. Because we don't burn the truma. Don't burn the truma is a euphemism for saying it's not a vadai. So this can't be the case. Because, okay, let's look for another case now. So Ella, so what, we're going to find what's the case Rabbi Yochanan left out. El lemute rubid Rabbi Yehuda. What's the rubid Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Look at Rabbi Yochanan. After the Rashi, we can do that. Chazok ozor ele chaz mechaz. She'eino she'alu mechazkin. Stam rov tiroko betapchin. Chazok ozor ele chaziko lasot kevinai. Sof alei truma. Rabbi Yochanan says that. The Gemara says, ele lemutre rubid Rabbi Yehuda. What's it? Afa gav da amar zil bat taruba. Even though we're saying go after the rov. Hachi gamala Rabbi Yochanan de tamei. Rabbi Yochanan learned tamei. The kam Rabbi Yehuda litlot kam avrodi srov. Because the Gemara explained now. Titnan hamaperet chaticha. This is a case which we saw already. Right? Im yesh imadam. When she miscarried, right, this piece, right? And Rashi says, Yachaticha is a piece of a child without a shape, no tsura. So the imyesh imadam, if it's got blood with it, right, then we say, look at Rashi, Isha Tmeya, Keshar Nida, Velo Mishum Leida Lav Vladu. It's not a Vlad, it's just a normal Nida, so blood. Ve'im Lav, if it hasn't got blood with it, Tahora, that's Tanakama. Properly tahora, we say this little piece of body came out, but we don't know what it was. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Kach Uvein Kach Temeya. Rabbi Yehuda says, whatever the case is, it's Temeya. Right? That is a machloket Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, V'amar Rav Yehuda, the Amora, in the name of Shmuel, Lo Timei Rabbi Yehuda Ela Bechaticha Shel Arba Minei Damim. There are four types of blood. We'll get into that, but in Midoraita, there are a couple of sightings of blood which don't metame you. Like if it's green, and it has to be in the shades of red. Black, for example, is red, dark red. But anyhow, there are four types. Rashi, I think, even says the fifth one is black. But anyhow, the arba shechatir arba merot damtema ashnu b'matnitiv afagav the chamisha hein shachor is adomu ele shelaka. It's a bad, right? They come in the mari damtema yeshba amrinan kulam damu tamena v'rabanan savra ein ze ele basa. Right, and then look at Rashi. Shall shame and damim kagon yarok v'lavan shetorim. You've got white stains of blood. We'll get to that. But bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi, you know, Shmuel, who's only metamei v'chatir of four types of blood, aval shall shame and damim tohora. Right, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Amar shall arim and damim called tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says no, four types of blood. Not a question that only metame four types of blood and not the other. He says no, on the four types of blood there's no machloka that you tamei. V'shel shar damim divrei kol tohora. On others are all tohora. Lo nechleku. So what is the machloket? Ela kashehi pila ve'eino yodat mahi pila. And look at Rashi says over here she'avda chaticha kolim shpar ben. Let's example the case we had where she walked through the river. Remember that? Like if she was in the river, she lost a piece of meat. There, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda Tana, Zil Batarov Chatichot, right? Verov Chatichot Shel Arba Min Adamin Havyan, right? So there, he would say, go after the four bloods. Rov is four bloods. Most women have four types of blood. Look at Rashi. The Lo Shvile Hu Rov Chatichot Shel Arba Damim, right? Zil Batarov Chatichot. The Lo Shvile Hu Rov Chatichot Shel Arba Damim, and Vashmina Rabbi Yochanan El Beshlosh Mekumot Talchu Achar Rov, Betulo Lemeute Har Rubet Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Da Zil Batarov Lo Kavara Mashvile Lishov. Like this, sorry, I'm Rashi Post. Not forgotten what. Not much clue. It's going over here. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Zil Batarov Chatichot. And this is the case Rabbi Yochanan left out. This is the case Rabbi Yochanan left out. Rabbi Yochanan, look at the end of the Rashi over here, right? The last vila, this is where he says the last vila Rabbi Yochanan chatichot shel abadamim. Vashvila Rabbi Yochanan, the L. Only three places we go after the rov. The two not anymore. Lemeut had Rabbi Yehuda. This case of Rabbi Yehuda excludes of the four damim. Rabbi Yehuda asks about Rabbi Yehuda goes off to the rov. However, lo kevadai mashvil, he shofet al magat la truma. He doesn't say to burn it. He doesn't even make it into a rov. He still says it stays as a safek.